The Juneau School Board is wrestling with a plan to institute mandatory random drug testing for high school students in athletics. A task force started its work in June after more than 1,200 concerned Juneau parents, coaches, citizens, and students presented a petition to the board calling for the testing. The task force report covers mostly illegal drugs, but Juneau police say the time-released prescription painkiller OxyContin has become the drug of choice in the southeast city. Police and prosecutors believe most of it is obtained illegally. Rebecca Shear has more on the illicit ways OC makes its way to the capital city.
Our story begins at a pharmacy where one can legally buy OxyContin with a doctor's prescription.
So this is a 10 milligram OxyContin, bottle of 100. And they typically come to us as pharmacies in bottles of 100.
Scott Watts is a registered pharmacist with Ron's Apothecary Shop. Even though Ron's Apothecary supplies Oxy,
we say 1 to 2 prescriptions a day.
Watts says a growing number of pharmacies don't.
Pharmacies will have a sign out that says, "We do not carry this medication."
Watts suspects they fear illegal or forged Oxy prescriptions.
Or just having OxyContin in the store might make it more susceptible to burglaries of some sorts.
In fact, Ron's was burglarized in December 2003. When thieves broke in through the ceiling and stole a bunch of 10, 20, and 40 milligram tablets of the habit-forming narcotic. OxyContin's active ingredient, oxycodone, can be as addictive as morphine. Juneau police also have caught people breaking into houses to steal Oxy tablets and prescriptions. But Narcotics Unit Supervisor Sergeant David Campbell says the number of thefts is relatively small.
In talking to some of the people that we have recently arrested, I know that people are consuming, you know, multiple pills a day in order to feed their addiction.
So given the quantities people need to sustain their high, Campbell believes illegal importation is primarily to blame for Juneau's Oxy problem.
Whether it's through an airline carrier, the ferry, a mail carrier, a moving company, any way that you can get something to Juneau is a mechanism for somebody to get illegal drugs, be it OxyContin or any other type of controlled substance.
JPD in November partnered with the State Trooper Task Force CCAD, that's Southeast Alaska Cities Against Drugs, to intercept parcels at FedEx, UPS, and the U.S. Post Office in Juneau. That month, they actually seized 95 Oxy tablets headed out of the capital city, bound for Ketchikan. Estimated street value? $17,000.
A pill that may sell for $40 down in Seattle may sell for $140 here. So there is a huge economic incentive to bring the oxycodone into a very tight and isolated market.
Juneau District Attorney Doug Gardner says the prescription painkiller hit Juneau in 2005 and has become the city's most serious and fastest growing drug problem.
OxyContin is probably involved in at least 50% of the felony cases right now.
Possession of Oxy is a Class C felony.
And so somebody could be in a sentencing range of 0 to 5 years, depending on their criminal history.
And dealing the stuff,
which is another huge problem in Juneau right now,
is a Class A felony.
And a person involved in that can be looking at anywhere between 5 to 8 years.
But Gardner says even with the threat of a lengthy prison sentence, people are still illicitly bringing OxyContin to Juneau.
You could put a bag of 1,000 of them in less than a shoebox, secrete them into an airplane, luggage, ferry, and sell them for a huge profit.
Gardner says he'd like to see JPD team with Seattle Airport Police, Alaska State Troopers, and law enforcement throughout Southeast Alaska to fight the illegal importation of Oxy. In the meantime, in terms of what Juneauites can do on the home front,
locking your home and, if you have a prescription for OxyContin, maintaining that in a place where it's safe would help deal with some of the problem.
Back at Ron's Apothecary Shop, Scott Watts agrees.
Speaking for all pharmacists in town, we don't want to be part of the issue of it going to anywhere it should not be going. So we counsel everybody to keep these hidden out of sight. I mean, nobody else needs to know you have it.
Watts says he's seen the number of Oxy prescriptions drop in the last few years as doctors and insurance companies have wised up to the abuse problem.
It's a very, very, very dangerous drug if taken incorrectly or by the wrong people. So, yeah, it can affect and ruin a lot of lives. It's hard to believe a little tablet like that can do that much, but unless it's strictly prescribed for you for long-term pain, stay away from it, please.
The OxyContin Reward Program offers $500 to $1,500 for information leading to the arrest of anyone purchasing or distributing the prescription drug. In Juneau, I'm Rebecca Shear.